Yes, good morning. This is Jasmine returning your missed call for Home Care Services, sir. How can I help you today?
From where?
The Home Care Agency, sir.
Oh, okay. I saw the advertisement. I just...
You heard the radio campaign?
Huh? Yeah.
You heard the radio ad?
Yeah, I was sitting in the car waiting for my fiance to come on the tennis. And I heard it. Then I just dialed a number, but it was... It like kind of clicked off. Is this you calling back from there?
Yes, this is a home care agency by Family First Care.
Yeah, so I was calling and inquire about it. I'm home. I have cancer.
Oh, no. Sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I mean, it's the heart that God's going to look at before I leave. So.
Oh, my God. Amen.
So yeah, 2 years now, and I did have home care State Farm. My health care or whatever, and then they thought I was okay. Everything stopped, but then came back.
Oh no!
Yeah, I have catheter in. Hopefully, I get chemo. This six things of chemo. So I've been like most of my appointments. I've been I fell twice. I'm 64. God willing, I'll make it to 65 this November.
You sound so young.
Gotta do that.
He would.
Every day I share his words since 1990. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer 2 years ago when I was at work. So I immediately stopped working and started dealing with this. Then I tried to do Lyft while I had the bag in me, but you got to stop, go to the bathroom, tell the customers. So now I'm just under all this medication, missing appointments, not getting my proper meals. And it's just, they helped me at home. So I was like, man, maybe they give them a couple of dollars and they'll do more for me or come buy more.
Well, there's that program where you could pay a family member, friend, a trusted loved one to provide care for you in your home. Yeah.
That's why I was calling to see what's that about. I know I'm
absolutely
eligible.
It's Medicaid funded. So do you have Medicaid?
Let's check
to see if you're eligible.
Mine went into effect September the 1st.
This September the 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's check to see if you have the eligibility code to submit the referral. And if it's so, then we could get you on board to get the waiver that you could get some home care.
And Edna, one of the people who work for Edna, looked it up, and they told me, Mr. Moore, you qualify for everything. You qualify for everything. I was like, okay.
Well, that's a blessing.
Yeah, so you can tell me what it is. I never followed up on that stuff, but yeah.
I'm gonna handhold you until you get onto services. So I'm just gonna have you write stuff down, and we're gonna check to see your eligibility status. Okay, at least we know where we at. What's your first and last name, sir?
My first name is Samuel, and my last name is Moore. Samuel
Moore. Is it with SAMMUEL?
No, yeah, the UEL.
It's only one M, right?
Yep. SAMUELMOORE. Samuel.
Date of birth?
11/21/1960.
And you are in what county?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And your home address?
4549 North 12th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19140.
A good number to reach is this one on my call ID?
The 267-897-1642. Yeah, other than my
Who would
daughter.
You be utilizing as your caregiver?
Say that again.
Who would you be utilizing as your caregiver? Friend, family, trusted loved one, or you haven't decided yet?
No, it's family.
Okay, what's their first and last name and a good callback number so we can send them the hiring application?
If
you haven't decided yet, it's okay. You could call me with that information later on, or you could call the coordinators once they follow up with you. And you could be like, I'm going to sign my daughter. I'm going to sign my son. I'm going to sign my fiance, whoever you choose.
Yeah, right.
And you can have up to three people in your care plan. All right?
Oh, I just, I don't know what that's going to do, but yeah, I need someone when I...
Three people, meaning that you can hire three people independently. So, like, let's say that they gave you, you know, 24-hour care if you needed it, God forbid. Then you're going to need three aides.
I see. I see how that works. Okay.
So if you wanted to sign your sister, brother, mother, so they all got to fill out the hiring application, and they could all clock in and out when they're providing the services to you. So I'm in your program right now. Mm-hmm. You have your Medicaid is Medicare cost sharing. 1 second. I'm just reading out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, it says here, you have the eligibility code to submit the referral, but you're not under any HMO.
What that
means? Which that's a good thing. That means that you're not limited to what services you can get.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the information you're going to need to write down, and I need you to write it down in a notebook, a notepad, somewhere where you can reference back to it.
Let me do this because I wasn't prepared to write down anything.
Okay.
I'm sitting here. I don't know if you're in Philly. I'm sitting here in Westmoreland at the dentist. They'll be out shortly, and then I'm going back to the house. And then I'll just call you back. I just need your name so I don't have to get
Jasmine.
Any...
Yeah, Jasmine.
Jasmine. Okay. So I'm going to lock you in. It's 267-551-4710.
No, 7410.
I mean, yeah. 267-551-4710. Jasmine.
Yep, with Family First Care. All right?
All right, I'll call you back. That's my.
I'm going to be submitting the referral so we could get started for you, okay? And then once you call me back, I'll give you all the information that you need, all right?
So you need my email or for anything?
You know what? You could give me your email. I'll add it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. S.Moore.
Uh-huh.
19673@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, sir. Have a good day. Call me if you need me.
Okay.